Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennetts Green.
I'm happy to say, good morning, Jim. Your profession is not in the 10 most untrusted Aussie professions.
Well, that's certainly a relief, Todd.
Well, we only go to 10. I'm not sure what 11, 12 and 13 is, but I think you're fairly safe. As I mentioned earlier, we're getting closer to the pointy ends of the 2016 federal election, and Labor had their official launch over the weekend. The Libs are yet to do it. But we mentioned last week, I'm calling them protest candidates, and I suppose we're focusing on one person this week. James Matheson, who was the former Australian Idol co-host, he wants to take on Tony Abbott. And as I said, is that a fair description of a protest candidate?
Well, to some extent, I think that's a reasonable description. He's certainly wanting to make a difference in Warringah. He's wanting, according to his public statements, he's wanting to give young people in particular in Warringah the chance to vote for someone other than Tony Abbott. I mean, there will be other candidates, and the Greens, there'll be a Labor candidate, I think, and a couple of others. But I think for James Matheson, he sees Tony Abbott as someone who's of a generation that's out of touch. And he sees
himself.
Well,
he's probably not alone there with a fair amount of people, but anyway.
Well, yes. And whether he's got sufficient momentum behind him to carry votes to detract from, pull enough away from Tony Abbott, in the first instance, he's got to put a dent in Tony Abbott's lead and command of the seat. Tony Abbott has about 60% first vote in Warringah at the moment from 2013. Yes, come the next election, he will probably lose some of that. Whether the votes will drain away to push him under 50%, I think that's really debatable. The thing that we have to remember, he's been a member of that seat since 1994, former Prime Minister, former leader of the Liberal Party, and while a lot of people around the country might have become disaffected with him, within the electorate, it's not necessarily the case. He's been there, like I said, for over 20 years, which means that he's a very familiar face. And for the majority of Liberal voters, he is probably still the favoured person, that someone that they would still support, even if they might have begun to feel a little bit disenchanted.
Look, the thing is, obviously, the great part about Australia is anyone effectively can decide to run for local, state, federal politics. It's a great thing about Australia. But do you think it's enough to say, I just want to run against someone to give you an alternative? It just seems like, okay, well, that's fine, but what happens if on the day, whether it's Tony Abbott or whoever, it doesn't really matter which side of politics it is, what happens on the day if all of a sudden people decide, all right, we'll give you a go, and then the day after the election you realise you've been voted in? Is that a cause for concern?
Well, not really. It's only a cause for concern if you think that the two-party system that we sort of have is the sort of system
best
we want
option
to keep.
Yeah.
And I think what we're seeing over the past probably two decades, but certainly the past decade, is that people are not happy with the two-party system as it stands, because what we get is two key parties, Labor and Liberal, who are mirror images of each other in many respects. And if we compare their sort of campaign launches, their campaign speeches, there's really not a lot of difference between them. Neither party seems to give a sense of what we see as a future for Australia. There's a lot of very formulaic approaches. And so people become disenchanted, especially when they seem to be getting more of the same. Every election they get more of the same.
More rhetoric, really,
more
isn't it?
Rhetoric, less substance. More razzmatazz, more media, whatever you want to call it, but not much substance when it comes to froth and bubble, not much substance when it comes to changing the realities of people's lives. And so people like James Matheson and others who stand as independents, taking them at face value for the moment, they stand up and then they...
That's James Matheson calling Professor Jim, now saying, I am serious. What has he said? Has he said he's serious about it?
He said, "You've got me all wrong."
Oh, fair enough.
No,
excellent.
No.
Live radio.
Yes. Sorry about that, Todd. No, I think that people who stand as independents, they do so at some risk. One, they have a financial risk because they have to put a significant deposit down, which if they don't get enough votes, they lose. Secondly, there's the risk to their person, if you like, their reputation and their person, because they put themselves on the line for public ridicule and perhaps become targets for anybody who thinks that they know better and wants to sort of get the point across to them. So I think, you know, for independents and James Matheson, they're taking a big stand. However, whether they're actually standing for something in of principle or wanting to be a nuisance candidate to an incumbent member, or they're wanting to give a genuine alternative, this is, I think, something that voters have to sort of work out as best they can. And in James Matheson's pitch, he's wanting to appeal to the younger generation. Can he do that? Yes, he can appeal to it. Will they desert Tony Abbott and the other parties? I doubt it.
Watch this space.
I think they'll make a dent, but that's about it.
Well, if he does get in, he is going to come in at number 8 on the most top 10 untrusted Aussie professions. Federal MPs are number 8, state MPs are number 7. Before we let you go today, before you became a professor, when you were just a little gym in long shorts or short longs, what did you want to do when you were going to grow up?
I wanted to be a police officer. My uncle was a police officer, and so as a little kid I thought, wow, this is really cool. He gets to have these he used to ride a horse, so I used to think this was just the ant's pants.
Yeah.
But then I sort of became a teenager and wanted to be a wild poet, and then I got a trade.
Oh, really?
And settled down to real work.
Rebelled against authority. Professor Jim Jazz.
2NURFM 103.7.